by his grace through the redemption contained in Christ Jesus. That's the rest, that's the sentence. And yet all we get is, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. No, all have been declared righteous freely as a present from God through the redemption that's contained in, contained in Christ Jesus. Wow, is that good news or what? Well, Jesus went around doing good and healing all the oppressed of the devil. The Jubilee to preach, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? Preach good news. The recovering of sight to the blind. Is that physical? Yeah, but it's also spiritual, to open their eyes that they may see that they're released from the prison. They're released from the tyranny and the oppression of the enemy. Glory to God. This is great news. And when you preach it like that, it's very exciting. When you start off with, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, now let me tell you about your sin. No, why don't you tell me about his righteousness? Because that's where I'm going. I'm not going to let him have done that for me in vain. I'm going to lay hold of all I can get, because he's worth it, and so is it. Hallelujah. I'll give you another one everybody in the room knows. I asked Julie this. I said, what was the first verse of scripture you can remember learning? You remember what you told me? Woo! There's a chorus. Yeah. All the room said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes into him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, well, that's good news, right? But the next verse, the 17th verse, hardly anybody knows. For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be sozo, saved. And listen, sozo, rescued, delivered. We're not just talking about being saved. We're talking about being born of the Spirit. And if you continue into the 18th verse, it said, the one believing into him is not condemned. Say, the one. Believing into him is not condemned. Why do we not preach that? How are we going to reach the place? John said it this way. If your heart believes, if your heart condemns you, you don't get enough, you can't believe it. But he didn't stop there either. He said, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than our hearts. If you'll just trust him, you're not condemned. Because we all know we've sinned. When are we going to realize that what Paul wrote very plainly? Our righteousness is his filthy rags. You can preach the law and you can keep the law and you can do everything just right and your righteousness still ain't worth crap. But his is everything. And the only way you get that is by faith. You have to simply accept the present. Say thank you. Yeah. And every time the enemy goes, you're just a, you go, no, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because my Father actually declared that over me. Dikaiao, devil. Declared righteous. And Jesus said, by my mouth, I'm declared righteous. With the heart, man believes into righteousness, declared myself righteous. With the mouth, the confession is made into salvation. That's what Paul wrote in Romans, what is that, 10th chapter? Jesus said, by your words, you are declared righteous. And by your words, dikaiozo, justice comes out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's well said. And that's what we're talking about pressing in. You know, it's not a, I would really like to go off into Hebrews the 8th chapter and the 10th chapter and even some in the 6th chapter, but time would melt away. It's an individual thing. We do not forsake the assemblings of ourselves together as some is. Okay? That's one of the first problems that happens to people that causes all their demise. Okay? So that's important. At the same time, it still is an individual thing. When you come in here, you should come in here to give and receive. You should come in here to give out from your faith, your agreement. You know, even if you don't say anything, if your thoughts are, we're going to all receive in this room, then you're contributing, you're giving, okay? And then you receive, yes, you hear what goes on. You receive from one another. And as we do that, that power of agreement begins to take place, and all kinds of things will happen in this room. If we preach the faith, if we look at it. So, you think about, again, the increasing. Galatians 1, the latter part of 10 and 11. Agree with me, I speak it over you all the time. Father, they are increasing in the knowledge of God, being empowered in all power, coming down from the reflection of your dominion into cheerful constancy and long-lasting enthusiasm, makrothymia, with kata, joy, delight. It's delightful to experience the presence of God. We should be running through the door to get here to experience together the presence of God, knowing it'll happen. And it's just like so many other things. You can watch a football game by yourself, or you can watch it with a few other people in the room who are passionate fans, which is more fun. Y'all were supposed to say the second one or the fans or something. Yeah, okay. Maybe some of you just like to watch it by yourself. I don't know, okay? In James, first chapter, 18th verse. Remember I said a minute ago, not just saved, but born of the Spirit. James said, of his own will, he gave birth to us by the word of truth to be a tina. That word means certain. Okay? To be a certain first fruits. Not just a kind of first fruits, which some translations say. It's very specific. A certain first fruit of his creatures.